Chevra, welcome to the beginning of our limud of Tzav Viziras, the diary of the Halik Piasetzner Rebbe, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zchus Yagon Aleinu. Piasetzner was born in 1889, Rav Klonimus Kalman Shapira, the son of Rebbe Elimelech, the Rebbe of Grozhitsk. He married at a young age to the daughter of Rav Moshe Hapstein, was the descendants of the Kozhnitzer Magid, and he established a yeshiva called Das Moshe in the name of his father-in-law, and his primary focus over the early years was teaching young people, his students, his talmidim, and by extension his balabatim. He was involved in the world of medicine. He was machazik thousands of chassidim in Piasetzno, where he had the rebistva before the war. 1939, the outbreak of the war, he finds himself in Warsaw, and just after a couple of weeks, the bombing of Warsaw, his only son is injured, family members, they're gathering in the hospital. He leaves briefly and another bomb falls at the entrance to the hospital. On the second day of Sukkot, his son passes away and he's bereft. He's lost everyone. He begins to be mechazik. He becomes a Hasidic master of the Warsaw Ghetto. So much more to talk about. His drushes during the ghetto, which were published later as Eish Kodesh, and now in a new edition, 1943, the liquidation of the ghetto. And he's found in the Schultz work in the shoe factory. Ultimately, he's taken to a labor camp called Tuaniki. And that's where, unfortunately, in an action in a German liquidation in November of 1943, he's killed Al Kiddush Hashem on Dalet Cheshvan. After the war, underground in the basement, in a bunker somewhere, under the Warsaw Ghetto, is found a metal milk can. In this can is buried a collection of documents, part of a series of documents known as the Warsaw Ghetto Archives called Oneg Shabbos, under the direction of Emanuel Ringelblum. And through an incredible source, a series of events, these documents make their way to Israel. Through the Jewish agency, there was a Rav in Israel. He was a Hasidic master known as the Admor HaChalutz, Rav Yeshaya Shapira, the younger brother of Rav Klonimus Kalman. And in this collection of documents are the drashos, as well as some other kisviyad, including the diary of the Piasetzner Rebbe. The diary is referred to, he calls it Tzav Viziras. It's written before the war, in the earlier 1930s, but it's such an important work, and it's important to understand the person and the great, incredible spiritual strength that this Rebbe, the Piasetzner, had. And so, with that in mind, we open to the first entry in the diary, on the importance of writing a journal and leading a life of introspection, of reflection. Ma tov hayalanu lu yecholnu lichios b'olam hazal kol panim od shivim shana acharei klos yimei shnosenu. How great, ma tov hayalu yecholnu, how great it would be if we could live in this world at least another 70 years after our 70 years are up. Why kol yimei shnosenu, all our years, onu yigeim lechanech atzmenu, we are working tirelessly to cultivate. The word lechanech, he has a sefer that was published for students in the early 1930s called Chovas HaTalmidim, where in the introduction he defines the word chinuch as inaugurating, developing something from its inner qualities and getting it into the process of its actualization. We're trying to inaugurate ourselves, we're trying to develop ourselves. The yasher ha'akmimus, to straighten the crookedness, ulegadel gadluyos bikurbenu, and to develop the nurture, that greatness that's within each one of us. And then if we lived another 70 years at the end of this lifetime, va'az b'chayim ashnim, and then in the second life, kvar hayinu yecholim lichyos chayim mitzuch tzachim, then we could lead clean, pristine lives, chayim zakim af b'olam hazeh, pure lives in this world too. Aval acharei chayim kashim eilu pisom inenu, but after one lifetime of working so hard to improve ourselves, we're gone, ki loch kachol so'elohim, because the Rebbe Shalom says, enough, it's time to go back. Emor Meata, therefore, he says, now it's a good idea, Tov lo la'adam lir shomis kol machshavosav, write down all of your thoughts, keep a diary, journal. Lo lasos shem b'chover chibor, not because you want to become famous as an author, rak lachros esatzmo, rather to engrave yourself alei niyar on paper, ulakaimis kol gilgulei hanefesh nefiloseh maliyoseh, but rather to keep all of those experiences written down, the ups and downs of life, of our souls, of our spiritual journeys, of our development. And all of its essence, its shape, its form, its accomplishments, and all that it acquired in its life. Tamod Nachai will stay alive on paper, Lichyos Chai Netzach Bekerav Ochleo Bolea, among those who eat it and enjoy it and integrate it into their personalities, Tispash Yidor V'Tislav Yishdor. The Rebbe tells us, you know why we journal, you know why we should write things down? Because we're growing. We want to document that. We want to be able to reflect. The Rebbe reminds us that life is short. It's only 70 years and we spend it growing. We want it to last longer, so we journal it so the people who study that journal will be inspired and live longer. But it is also an opportunity for us to remember how to spend these years, how to make them valuable, how to make them meaningful. So the Rebbe is journaling for us, so we will have his journal to take it with us and to learn and to be inspired. But we too can journal, and that we can reflect on these, maybe not even at the end of 70 years of a lifetime journey, but on occasion, on an Erev Rosh Chodesh, on an Erev Shana, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, an Erev Yom Kippur, at periods of reflection, to realize, the Rebbe says, that we have aliyos and afilos, ups and downs. That's part of the experience of life. That's part of the ruchnius that we have. Others point out that being alive means that we're not static, that we're dynamic, we're going up and down. And to realize that this is what's happening over the course of life gives us chizuk. And the Rebbe says, remember, let's lead a reflective life for us and for the future. Tzav Aziras, Aleph.